Welcome to New Every Day. Great to have you back with us again today. This is part two of our kickoff to season four, if you can believe that. Four seasons already on New Every Day, and we're going to dive right in.
That's right. Last week we were talking about kind of having a restart, a refresh in your spiritual life. And this week we're going to be taking it to the next level. And if you are in a place of success in your spiritual walk, how can you be a mentor? How can you pass on some tips? And what works if you have tons of time in your life? And what works if you have time in your life? That's coming right up.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Welcome to New Every Day. I'm Lawrence Cruz.
And I'm Jeff Weston. So glad to have you here. In case you've missed it, you're just tuning in, you've missed a few episodes, we are at the onset of season four. Carrie and Jen have moved on. They felt that their time here was done and that God was taking them to other places. And so we have taken over. It's a new opportunity. It's a fresh start. And last week we kicked off with that subject. Is getting a fresh start in your spiritual walk. We relied upon some scripture from Isaiah, a little bit in Philippians, and we drew a parallel to Tiger Woods and his golf swing and how he made the conscious decision to improve his game, to get better by undoing what he had learned and learn a new way of golfing to ensure that his game improved that much more, and he became the best in the league. And that is exactly the same parallel we want with our spiritual lives. And so we're continuing that conversation.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you some tips, some advice on how to assess your spiritual walk and say, where can I improve? What can I do? We're going to talk real life examples. And that is exactly where we need to be. And so that's where we're going to continue today.
Yeah, it was great discussion. It's a great illustration of this guy, Tiger Woods. And he did make the change.
He did, absolutely.
And what a great example. And he's an encouragement to us. And he decided. I remember we were talking also, it happened to be another sports guy, Sidney Crosby. He's a hockey player.
Right.
He's okay. Not bad, eh? He does okay.
Yeah.
And you know what I learned, Jeff, is that Sidney Crosby, who plays for Pittsburgh, was voted by all the other players in the NHL as the least favorite player to play against.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember thinking, okay, now that's cool. This isn't some writer who maybe can play hockey but never made it to the NHL. This is the people who are playing in the NHL, and they said, of all the people I play, I don't like playing against him.
That's a great compliment.
Yeah, it is. What a huge compliment, right? So they're saying he's good. They're saying he's strong. They're saying he's tough to play against. And of course, it's true.
Right.
You know, but here's the deal. Guess who has a coach? Sid the Kid.
And so did Tiger Woods.
Sid, both of these guys who have excelled, dare I say, to, you know, the top, you know, yeah, they're definitely among the best of the best, right?
Absolutely.
They have people that they've said, how can I be better? Well, that's exciting to me.
Yes.
That's who I want to be. I want to be a person in my walk with the Lord who doesn't silo himself. Someone said that, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, it was like this. Yeah, okay, back off. Get your own grain. Like, that's just me and all my grain. No, what a waste of a life. But instead, I'd rather be open and invite people who I love and trust, mm-hmm. and who I know love and trust me, and say, hey, can we talk about how we together can be better in our relationship with the Lord? And you know what I found, Jeff? There are plenty of people who are willing to go on that journey with me.
Absolutely.
It's great.
And in the last week on episode 147, if you do want to catch the beginning of this topic, we read Philippians 3:13-14. Mm. And I want to read the continuation of that, but with 13 and 14 in context. So, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. We read that last week in relation to taking a view of your spiritual life and is there something I can do to move forward, to always improve? But the continuation of that scripture lays into what you're talking about with having a coach. So Philippians 3:15-17 says, all of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear for you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. And so when you couple those two scriptures together, you've got the one side about encouraging you to continue to press on. Whatever it is that you're facing in life, whatever that roadblock is you might have in your spiritual life, it's saying, God, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep running. There's something that I need to get over here in order to get to the winning side. And just like we said with Tiger Woods and reinventing his golf swing, but the continuation is realizing that there are others around you that have gone through this race, that have got some experience and some knowledge and some insight that you can learn from and rely upon. And if you're that person who's saying, man, I think right now I've got it together. I'm doing okay.
Like I'm doing all right.
I'm on the winning side.
Right, Which is a good place to be. We want to be winning, for sure.
If you're sitting there saying, but that's me, is there someone around you that you can be their coach? Could you be their mentor? Could you help them reinvent their spiritual swing? And that's what those verses are all about in the big picture, and that's where we're going today. How can you be that mentor? How can you learn from somebody, and what is it that they're doing that you can say, I want that? What is that? And so I want to know, real-time, personal example, how do you win? How do you win at your spiritual log? Because you are in ministry all the time. That's your career. But the other side of that is you have your own relationship with God, and your ministry is not your relationship.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. It's true. It's it can be a trap to think that because I'm involved in ministry per se, that that equals my connection, my relationship with the Lord. Wow, that is just not the truth at all. In fact, I like it when what I do for the Lord is just a natural overflow of who I am in the Lord. Oh, man, that is so big. So, yeah, you've asked a great question. I've had 41 years to try this, to have some good days, to have days where it didn't go good. So I'm in this, that's a long time, isn't it?
Wow. Yes, it is.
Oh, excuse me while I catch my breath here. No. I'll be okay. Okay, I'm back.
All right, good.
Jeff, I'll tell you, on two significant occasions where I have been privileged to know the benefit of meeting every day. We talked at our on our previous episode of going to the table, like to feast, right? I know what it is to every day meet with the Lord in a time of reading the Word and then a time of praying.
Okay.
That's been so profound to me. And I did it because as a young boy, my father never went to church. I didn't know. I you know, church wasn't part of my life, you know, from the time I was born. But I found myself in a church, and that's a story in itself. Mm-hmm. But when I was there, sitting there, there was a nice pastor, and he said, well, if you're a Christian, then Christians read their Bible. So you know what I did? I said, oh, okay.
Better read my Bible.
I guess I better get a Bible.
Okay, so you didn't even have one.
I didn't even have one, but I thought, I love everything about who God is and what I'm feeling. Like, he made such a difference in my life that I just said, well, I want to know more. So I got a Bible and did what the preacher said. I just started reading it every day.
And you've never turned back?
I've never turned back. That's the truth. I've enjoyed going to the table, if you will. I've been going. Now, listen, I wouldn't be telling the truth if I said that every single day I have been there. No. Right. And I used to, wrongly, when I thought, as a kid, I thought it was about how many chapters you read and how much time. And it was a great discipline for me, but I was still working through. I almost thought that's what was going to make me a superstar Christian, if I did all of these things rightly. Well, boy, I had to learn that that wasn't true either.
I'm so glad God is not about performance.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was for me, you know. I think I was making the mistake of thinking, well, if I read an extra chapter, that's going to make me a little more acceptable.
Right.
Well, a great idea to read. But God already loves me.
Yes.
Hey, Jeff, he already loves every single one of us. There's nothing more I could do or not do that would cause God to love me any less than he does right now. You know the truth? That makes me feel so good because, Jeff, I believe it. I don't just wonder. I know that it's true, and that keeps me coming back to his table. If you know,
right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness, I love it.
It's all about the relationship.
Yeah.
And that's what is oozing out of you, is the love of that relationship. And so if you're sitting there going, well, what's missing? What is that relationship that you've got with Christ? Do you need a new perspective on it?
Yeah.
And so it's great hearing from somebody who's in ministry to say, yeah, I go back to the basics. The basics is what works. It's daily in the Word, and it's praying, talking to God. I mean, if you've got parents, you learn by talking to them. You're not just born and then you sit in a house by yourself. You eat with them. You commune with them. You learn from them. It's exactly the same with God as our Father. Now, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to tell you what works for me for being solid in my faith, because I live a crazy busy life between family and work and everything, and I've had to adapt a new way of doing things, because sometimes I don't have the time, literally, to pick up the Bible and be in the Word.
There might be a single mom who's watching here today. Oh. You have my absolute respect, eh?
Absolutely.
How about that? And I mean, and I've watched, it's incredible what you do to pour your life into your family, into your children, and to keep all of these plates spinning at once, and then to think, oh, I have to do one more thing and I have to read. Oh my goodness, that would just feel terrible in a weight. But we've got some good news. That's not the way that it has to be.
That's right. So we're going to cover that right back in a second.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us. Whether you're on demand, whether you're watching Roku, Facebook, maybe you're in Southern California, KVVB Channel 33. So glad to have you here. Thanks for joining us this week.
Jeff, you were just about to tell us about like your busy schedule.
Yes.
And we know it's busy and you thrive on being busy.
I do.
And now you're also thriving in your relationship with the Lord, and it's good. Hey, you're not in full-time ministry per se.
Right.
You deal with a lot of people. Come on, tell us, how do you make it work?
So for myself, I've had a lot of different jobs in the past. I worked shift work, which makes it hard to have consistency in life. The job I have now, there's a ton of commuting. It could be that I'm on a plane, could be I'm on a train, could be I'm in the car. I feel like I'm talking Dr. Seuss here, green eggs and ham. But no, with my work and family and all the extra things that go on, I am so incredibly busy. And for a while, I was really struggling with having a meaningful spiritual relationship with God. Yeah. And I know that that doesn't say a lot, but I would come to church on Sundays, and that was really about all I had time for. Mm-hmm. And I was finding that I was lacking. There was just, you can't live off just one day a week. Mm-hmm. There's so much more that you need. And so I had to look at my life and go, okay, I can't just walk away from my job. I can't walk away from my family. I need to find a way to make my life work in a way that I can still be spiritually growing and find success and relationship with God. Mm. And one of the big things that worked for me was audiobooks. Like, I'm always commuting, or it could be that I'm, the kids are doing homework, and so, might be helping my wife with supper or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes just throwing in the headphones, it could be listening to the Bible as an audiobook. It could be some great books that you can get through Audible, which happens to be a partner link with us. We've through our public library here, I was able to rent audiobooks at no cost. You get them for a couple of days. But it absolutely changed the way that I have a relationship with God, because I'm able to feed myself daily and also contemplate what I'm hearing. And it's not just about reading the scripture. It takes on a whole new life when you listen to it. And for myself, I'm a very visual learner. Like, when I read something, I play a movie in my head. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
And so being able to listen to scripture as an audio source absolutely changed the way that the Bible speaks to me. It took on a whole new life that I cannot describe. And it allowed me to have a new depth in my relationship with Christ, because I had the time while doing other things to be able to connect, to be fed. And so I don't miss my daily connection. I don't miss that scripture reading. And then it also opens the door for me. When I walk in the door and the kids are like, "Daddy, how was your day from work?" Mm. "My day was great." "Guys, can I tell you?"
"Wow."
"Okay, I'm sitting in traffic."
"Wow."
"You're not going to believe what I read in the Bible. Did you know?" And it opens the door to these conversations. And going back to the concept of being able to mentor people in their spiritual walk who are looking to reinvent themselves and to get to that next level. Boy, when it comes to your kids, let me tell you, they are a sponge. They will soak that up.
Well, they love to see it. They love to see you coming home, right?
Yes.
Come on, they probably want to tackle you.
Yep. And sometimes I get to jump off the stairs, "Daddy," and I'm like, "Let me catch you."
And how cool is it to have something in your heart that is from God's Word that you've been able to feed on in your busy schedule to be able to pass along to your kids? Because I know you want to, and they love to hear it from you.
Absolutely.
Especially when there's this movie going through your head, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's so good. And, I think of... one of the scriptures that I have is Ephesians 6, 17 to 18. Mm-hmm. And this one carries on such a real, tangible feel to it when you think about your relationship with Christ. And it's, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit," which is the word of God.
The word of God.
Period.
Yeah.
When you look at that sentence, at first you're going, okay, there should be a comma to do what? No, it's a statement. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, period. That is the epitome of how you're going to succeed in your spiritual life. And then it continues, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Mm. And that scripture fits in for both of us as we've talked about how do we make our spiritual life work in our various lives. Me busy, you in ministry, and it's so relevant for the two of us. And I absolutely love the scripture because it is the key to having a successful relationship with God. It's simple. It's summed up in two verses, and it's all that you need. You need to be saved. You need to daily commune with God in the Word, and you need to pray, not just for yourself, but for other people. And if you're not doing that, let me encourage you. You need to do that. God is going to open the doors of blessing on your life when you are obedient for Him. And I'm sure you see that all the time in ministry. When people are faithful to what God has asked them to do, He just goes, here, do you want more? Let me bless on you.
It's fantastic. Yes, I do. I am so thankful for the countless people who, like I did, and like most of you have, I'm sure, like maybe many of you are deciding you're going to do it again. It's, yeah, I'm going to maximize my day and include in it a time where I'm unhurried and I'm just going to listen to what God is saying to me as I read His Word or as I listen to His Word. It's so fantastic what happens to all of us. In fact, Psalm 1 tells us that he who meditates on the Word of God is like a tree planted by streams of living water. Okay, Mr. Visual, how about this? Can you see the root system going right down into streams of living water? And it's just like sucking up all the nutrients. It's not parched. It's strong. And that's what happens to me. That's what happens to us when we just take time to read and the Word of God, to listen to what God is saying to us through His Word. Like, what a privilege. And yes, what a difference He makes in people's lives when we just take the time to do it. John Maxwell is a guy. Okay, he's noted as one of the finest leaders in the world, and he is. And one of the little secrets he was taught by his father was, hey, son, and this was back in the day before audiobooks, he says, son, here, it's one thing I want to tell you. Always put a book in your glove box. You never know how much time you can redeem when you're stuck in traffic. And so he would encourage him when he was stuck in traffic to pull out a book. And then John Maxwell goes on to say, he goes, and when I'm between meetings, 8 minutes between meetings, oh, what I can get done. I thought, man, this has a lot to do with just time management,
absolutely.
I think. And here it is that audiobooks have played a good role in your life, right? For
yes.
feeding. That's
absolutely.
Great, man. I love it.
So wherever you are at in your spiritual walk, whether you're on the winning side, whether you are sitting at a plateau looking for a new fresh start, maybe you're just starting out and you're going, I have no clue what this spiritual relationship with God is all about. I want to encourage you. We want to encourage you.
Yeah.
Pray every day. Get into the Word and ask God to open your eyes as to what He has in store for you and how He wants you to live. Because when you can make that conscious decision, it's like going to a gym. When you buy your membership right after the new year going, I'm going to get healthy, but I'm going to sit here and eat my bag of potato chips first. No, you have to be committed. You have to make that conscious decision to make yourself healthy spiritually. So take this opportunity and I want to encourage you, whatever it is that works for you, press into it. do it. It doesn't have to be conventional, sitting down at the table reading your Bible. Find something that works for you and your lifestyle, and you're going to find great success in your spiritual life. Great topic.
Great topic.
I love it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Okay. Do you know what's coming up next week?
Oh, is that next week?
That is next week. Okay,
You don't want to miss next week.
No. So here's the deal. We are going to be connecting with a couple from Canada who has given it all up to head to Malawi, Africa to start spreading some seeds of change. You need to come and check it out next week to find out exactly what we're talking about. Have a great week.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV Channel 33, television for the high desert.